An advantage of a cohort study is that we can look at many different outcomes or diseases. It's a valuable study design for rare exposures because we can choose a population in which the exposure is very prevalent, such as exposure to silica dust in miners. We can clearly measure exposure before the disease occurs, so the temporal relationship is clear. We also can measure exposure accurately at the start of the study, rather than relying on people to report on their exposures once they already know about their disease status, which could lead to recall bias. Another advantage is that we can calculate both the incidence and relative risk. As such, cohort studies provide the most direct measurement of the risk of developing disease. As with case control studies, cohort studies are longitudinal, conducted over time.